Oasis Audio presents Growing Up Social by Gary Chapman and Arlene Pellicane. Read for you by Chris Fabry. We can be a home on a hill, shining in the lonely darkness. Dr. David Jeremiah from Gifts from God. Introduction. Taking back your home. Is technology bringing your family closer together, or is it driving your family farther apart? Joseph and Amanda have three children, ages 2, 6, and 10. Their kids play video games and watch movies and television all day, except for the time the older kids are in school. Joseph and Amanda are concerned about the amount of time their children spend in front of screens, yet they feel powerless to make a change. We have no guidelines, said Joseph. We did have guidelines, but could not keep them in place. Can you identify with these discouraged parents? Maybe you've tried to limit screen time in the past, but the temper tantrums were too much to bear. We've heard from hundreds of parents who express their frustration with implementing digital guidelines. We have no rules. Our kids watch a lot of TV and play video games. Screen time rules aren't stated, they're implied, and it's not working. I regret not having guidelines because my son missed out on socializing with people face-to-face. He's in his 20s and completely engrossed with being on his computer. You want your adult child to have all the skills necessary to succeed in relationships. The training necessary for growing up social isn't found on a phone or tablet. There's no app or video game that can replace interactions with other human beings. Social